الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We seek forgiveness from Him and we repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. They bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and his companions. Today's khutbah is in continuation of a series of Asma'illah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jawad, the magnanimous, the most generous. In a hadith in Qudsi, in a divine hadith, I will say it in Arabic first and then I will translate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-zulm ala nafsi wa ja'altahu baynakum muharraman fala tazalamu. Ya ibadi, kullukum dalun illa man hadaytuh fastahduni ahdikum. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i' illa man at'amtuh fastat'amuni at'amkum. يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد في ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a divine hadith, My servant, I have made oppression unlawful for me and unlawful for you. So do not commit oppression against one another. My servant, all of you are liable to error except one whom I guided on the right path. So seek right guidance from me so that I should direct you to the right path. Oh my servant, all of you are hungry, needy, except one whom I feed. so big food from me, so that I may give you that to you. O my servant, all of you are naked, need clothes, except one whom I provide garments. So big clothes from me, so that I should clothe you. O my servant, you commit error night and day, and I am there to pardon your sins. So big pardon from me, so that I should grant you pardon. O my servant, you can neither do me any harm, nor can you do me any good. O my servant, even if the first among you and the last amongst you, and even the whole human race and that of the jinn, as well as become equal in good consciousness, like the heart of the single person amongst you, nothing would add to my power. O my servant, even if the first amongst you and the last amongst you and the whole human race and that of the jinn as well in union become the most wicked, all beating like the heart of a single person, it would cannot or would cause no loss to my power. O my servants, even if the first amongst you and the last amongst you and the whole human race and that of the jinn as well, all standing on one open plain, and you ask me, and I confer upon every person what he asks for, it would not in any way cause any loss to me more than that which is caused to the ocean by dipping a needle onto it. My servants, what is for you, I shall reward you for it. So if any whose deeds I am recording finds good, they should praise Allah, and those who do not find that should not blame anyone but their own selves. That's narrated by Muslim. What's this related to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jawad, magnanimous? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jawad, who gives generously without fear that anything going to be less, because everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give without fear that he going to lose anything, because what he's going to give, basically going to everything in his kingdom, is not losing anything. So what you pray for Allah to get is what you for yourself. So when you pray for Allah, that will give you from his blessings, and not only financially, but the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jawad, al-Jawad magnanimous in the sense of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, even the sense of, they say, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, the sense of it keeping harm away from you. That's all this consider generosity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. So the when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his name al-Jawad, you asking unlimited source of giving. You asking the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved you to ask him and will love to give you, but he will give you in the way that he knows the best for you. This means that he may prevent from you to give you. He could prevent something from you, but in the reality, he's giving you something else. He's preventing harm that's going to happen from you. So you do your share by supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the rest for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide what's good for you, and he will give you in the way that he see to fit your goodness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jawad from the al-Jud, and al-Jud means al-Karam, which is generosity, the maximum generosity. So he's the source of all this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jawad, if you compare, what's the generosity of all in the earth? If you heard of someone is generous in earth, and everybody on earth and everything on earth generous, is going to be like one atom from the mountains and the sands, comparing to the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unknown, limited to maximum that you cannot perceive with our mind. So we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His generosity and for His jood. Allahu ya jawad, Allahu ya jawad, jood alayna, not only by financially, but with health, with the keeping away from calamities, giving us the what's good for us and for our children and our families, and keep away from us any wrong things that we don't know. Because when we ask Allah to forgive us for our sins, what we know and with what we don't know. We may have committed sins, but we don't know. We may have we did less what we're supposed to do, and we don't know. So always keep in mind that not only that what you know is that what you ask Allah for, you know, but always ask Allah for what you don't know. And that's in taking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a role model in that. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you know who is the ajwad judan, means that who is the most generous? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the most generous in humanity, not only financially, but in what he sacrificed in his life. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed all his life for us to live that blessing of being Muslims. He sacrificed, and with him the companions, for us to live as comfortable as Muslims. But you, if you know what they've been through, you know they give a lot. They give, and so they, even the Jew or the most generous, not only in material life, but also in other things. Who I'm going to mention 10 of them at the end of the khutbah. But this is what the Prophet and the companions did in, for us to enjoy the blessings of Islam. So if you read the history of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions, and you know that every minute in their life they sacrificed, every minute in their life they give up comfort, they walked in the desert to make sure that Islam will survive at the beginning. Because at the beginning the disbelievers wanted to destroy Islam for good. They don't want to leave any Muslims at all. So now, when you how we can use the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jawad in our life, that you give generously and you don't fear what's in the hands of Allah, because Allah will open revenues, will open doors for you to, because this is what the Prophet encouraged Bilal to give generously without fear of anything that's going to be shortened. So now, if we look at some of the divine hadith also related to being jawad and being to be sincere in that matter. In the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask someone, say, I give you wealth. What did you do with it? Say, the person will say, oh God, oh Lord of the Lord, I give everybody that I know that they need. I spent most of my money on doing good things. I did, and he counted things that he did his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, you are a liar. You did that for the sake of the people will say that you are a generous. You did not do that sincerely for my cause. And Allah will ask for that person to go to the hellfire. So this means that when you give generously, not only that, you should be sincere and you should seek the cause of Allah. You should not consider any showing off. No, always keep sincerity in your mind and pray for Allah to accept it. Because if you give and you think that you're giving just for the people to say that you are a generous, or you're giving, no, that's not going to be. You're going to take your reward in this life, and in the afterlife, here it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angels to take them to the hellfire, because he did not do that for his sake. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask a knowledgeable person, I give you knowledge. What did you do with your knowledge? Oh Allah, I spread knowledge about your path, and I told the people how to do the right thing and to avoid and all this. So you are a liar. Because what you did that for the people to praise you. What you did that for to be known among the humans to praise you. And they did that, and they said that. So he asked the angel to take them to the hellfire. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all what we do to be sincere, to be always do that for the sake of Allah, not for showing, not for anything more than the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Ibn Qayyim stated 10 levels of that name for the human, for us to follow. How to apply the name Al-Jawad, the magnanimous, the most generous in your life. This level starting the first one, to be Al-Jawad with yourself, to be magnanimous with yourself. And this is the maximum level of generosity, to give yourself for the cause of Allah. And of course that's for in jihad and for the fighting the enemies. So this is the maximum. You do it only for the sake of Allah. And also the second one is to be jawad, or to be generous in being responsible about others, and you be you give the others priority than yourself, and you spend from your time and your money for the cause of the others without expecting anything more than rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third level is that you sacrifice with your comfort, you sacrifice with your luxuries, and you work for others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the third level. A fourth level is to be jawad, or generous, with your knowledge. God gave you knowledge, it's a responsibility. If you keep it for yourself, you're going to be asked, and you're going to be accounted for. What did you do with this knowledge that God gave you? So this means that you, when you have knowledge, it is important that you spread this knowledge, especially about good knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you know about ayah, if you know hadith, it is important to tell somebody else about it. It's important to spread this knowledge, and this is to be jawad with your knowledge. It's even more important than to be jawad with your money, because knowledge is more important than money. Knowledge will guard you, but money, you need to guard it. So knowledge will raise your rank among the people in around you, and will raise your, if you do it for the sake of Allah, will raise your rank upon the heavens and the angels and in the other world. So knowledge is more important than money. So give it if you have it. Don't keep it. Don't be stingy on for others to tell them. If you know something, if you know how to do some kind of thing, say no. Say you give the knowledge, not knowledge anything. If you know how to solve a problem, show somebody. If you know how to do something good in specific issue, tell somebody about it if they need. If you have any information about something that you think somebody needed, give it. If somebody need directions in the street, if you don't help, you will be committing something wrong that you're going to be accountable for. Don't say that they don't have time, because you don't know that person, may his life or his being going to be affected. So this knowledge in any field, good fields, of course, knowledge, the best knowledge that you can achieve is the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His religion. The fifth level is to, if you have a position, if you have a rank, if you are in a situation that you can help, that you can take somebody by hands and go to authorities and help them. If you go to have the two people that they fight with each other, and you have authority that both of them can listen to you and you help them, that's also a level of being jawad, level of being generous, that you can go and go out of your way and help others, out of your way and solve problems, out of your way and spread peace among people. Or maybe the person authority will have respect for you, and you're going to be a reason for somebody else under his authority to help him out, and so on. So this is a level of knowledge that you can help with it, all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth level of bin jawad is to your body. You have to give sadaqah on it. In each of your parts, you're supposed to give charity for it. You know that when you pray two rak'at and duha, you have 360 parts in your body. That this is one of the even miracles of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he announced in the human body there are 360 parts that and even the current medical discoveries discover that there are 360 parts in the body, and each part you should give it charity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the facilities for you be able to move easy, to sit, to stand, to walk. You imagine that if you walk like a bird, you imagine like if you walk without senses, the life will not be comfortable at all. So Allah give you all this. This is not free. That you should pay the charity for it. That charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need your charity for Himself. He needs it for you to give you more. Because when you give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. When you thank Allah for the blessing that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you more and more. So the seventh level of being jawad is to forgive. To forgive, and the person who even insulted you, for the sake of Allah, not because you are weak. No, if you are able to respond, if you are strong
and you give up this, oh Allah, I give up this for your sake. Oh Allah, I forgive that person for your sake. Oh Allah, I'm going to give this for your sake. Just talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about all what you do and ask him to accept all what you do for his sake. So it's been that when you forgive someone, when you even have your heart free from any envy to someone, and when you see a blessing on someone, you pray for him. Even you ask Allah to give you like it or more, but still always have good feelings toward others, regardless who they are, your friends or your enemies. That's a sense of being jawad, being generous. Also, the eighth level is to be patient. When you are patient, that's a sense of generosity from you, that Allah will reward you for it. And also when you bear difficulties, when you bear difficulties and you accept it for the sake of Allah, in your work, when you bear a situation in your work and you say, oh Allah, I'm going to bear this for the sake of me to stay working, to feed my family, to be self-sufficient, that all this will be counted for you. That's when you are patient, when you forgive, when you even help others, when you if somebody hurt you, and for the sake of, and you can retaliate, no, say for you Allah, for your sake, I'm not going to retaliate. So always have your Allah in your heart. Remember Allah all the time for what you do and what you say. And all your acts will be according to Allah's commandments. Then you will have rest in your mind. You will have peace in your heart, and you're going to feel that you're living in the paradise on earth, because you're living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments. And whatever Allah asks you to do, you do it. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you not to do, it, you don't do it. Then you will have that peace. That when you pray at night and you supplicate, you and Allah, and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about your feeling, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what you want for good, for your goodness, for yourself, for your family, and for humanity, then you will have that peace. That someone said, if the kings of the earth knew about the peace in our heart that they're going to ask when we are with Allah supplicating, praying, they're going to fight us for it. This level of peace, when you reach that level, when you communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all this, you're going to have, you will be content, you will be happy. You will reach the level of whatever you don't have is nothing comparing what you're going to have. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may prevent something from you to give you more and more. Keep that in mind all the time. The ninth level of being jawad is to have good moral ethics, to deal with people with morality, to be like a living Quran. What's the Quran? You apply it, so the people will say, this is a Muslim, this is the qualities of Muslims, this is the ethics of Muslims, this is the morals of Muslims. When you do this, this is a very superior kind of generosity. With patience, when you forgive others, when you help others, and this is a level that you of generosity, you can reach the level of being fasting all the time. When you do this, when you have morals, when your ethics show who you are, because basically Islam is spread this way. Islam did not spread by sword or fighting. Islam is spread by the merchants when they went to far east and far west, and and people will see the merchants with their moral than ethics. They ask, what you do this? How we do this? Oh, we are Muslims. This is our instructions, commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. And this is how Islam places in Indonesia. How many millions of people there? Islam does not spread there by force. Islam spread this such areas by morals and ethics, that merchants and Muslims, companions, travel far away to spread Islam with their acts and the 10th level of being Jawad is to what's in the hands of people, stay away from it. Don't ask for what's in the hands of people, and give what's from you. So what's in the hands of people, leave it. What's in your hand, give it. And the people will appreciate that, and Allah will reward you for it. اللهم اجعلنا جوادين اللهم اكرمنا بكرمك واغفر لنا وارحمنا آمين يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للفلاة كرت الصلاة كرت الصلاة الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا يرحمكم الله.